Koulibaly, currently living in exile in Paris, says that about 10 of his supporters have been arrested since September 19th. He says that some of the arrests occurred in Danane, a city under New Forces rebel control, while the others took place in neighboring Burkina Faso. Koulibaly has remained popular among northerners since staging the country's first coup in 1999, in a move seen by many in the north as an attempt to stop southern domination. A spokesman for Koulibaly, Ismail Doumbouya, says that supporters were arrested because they disagreed with the latest peace plan, mediated in Burkina Faso, which they say leaves fundamental problems unsolved. One of them is a stipulation in the constitution saying both parents of a presidential candidate must be Ivorian. In successive peace deals, though, parties have agreed that all major Ivorian politicians, including those with questionable nationalities, will be allowed to contend in the next election. But Doumbouya says Koulibaly wants long-lasting solutions.
We are not satisfied of this peace agreement because it don't resolve our problem. You know, we have a problem of our resources which have been stolen by people. We have a problem of our constitution which is not good. So what we want is to solve this problem deeply.
Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo and New Forces rebel leader Guillaume Soro signed a peace deal in March, resulting in a coalition government in which Mr. Soro was named prime minister. The new government says its aim is to reunite Ivory Coast and organize free and fair elections. But Doumbouya says the coalition government does not represent all Ivorians.
This is a deal between Mr. Soro and Mr. Gbagbo. And this deal, we don't mind this deal, we are waiting for our real solution, which will involve all Ivorians. If this problem is not solved, I think that people will use any means to solve the problem.
A spokesman for Mr. Soro's new forces, Sidiki Konate, says he believes Koulibaly is currently trying to destabilize Ivory Coast from abroad. Konate says that those arrested in September were planning subversive actions against the government. He says Koulibaly must understand that Ivory Coast is tired of violence and is ready for peace.
This guy is suspected to undertake some subversive coup against Ivory Coast. The government engaged in a peace process which is really irreversible. We cannot go back every time on the coup in Ivory Coast because we need peace.
Konate says that it is important for Ivorians not to become discouraged by the pace of the peace process, which at times may seem slow.
We are working to reunify the country. Everybody knows that Ivory Coast has been split into two since 2002, and now we are trying to work to reunify this country. We are still working on that.
Presidential elections in Ivory Coast have been postponed through UN resolutions since October 2005. The Ivorian Independent Electoral Commission says elections could take place around October 2008. Philip Wellman for VOA News, Dakar.